This is our last Sunday in the letter to the Philippians. This is Paul's valedictory. This is the last thing he needs to say to his beloved church. So we pick it up with chapter 4, verse 1. Once more, we hear the word of God. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. And I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I also urge you, my loyal companions, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, my beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. And the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul begins this fourth chapter of Philippians by reminding them who they are. And they're great. And he tells them, you are my crown. Now, he's not talking about the crown, a diadem that a king or queen would wear. When Paul speaks of crown here, he's talking about that laurel wreath that Olympic champions put on. He's imagining the laurels put on the head of an ancient Olympic champion. So he's saying to this church, you're my gold medal church. You are the Olympic champions. You are the best of the best. You are the championship Christians. Stand tall and strong and act out your faith, and I am proud of you, and the Lord is proud of you. Then he instantly changes gears. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind. Get along. Cooperate. Now, we don't know what's happening in the Philippian church. And I always imagined, I really have always imagined that this was a Presbyterian women thing. That somehow the women aren't getting along. But it's not. It's much more than that. It's a big thing. And we have a hint that it's a big thing because Paul names names, including Clement. And he says, and this situation comes down to us 2,100 years later. There's something major going on in this church, this beloved church, this championship church. Whatever the controversy is, he says very simply, get over yourselves. Get along. In the name of the Lord, get along. Stop reacting to what she says. Stop reacting to what he does. Imitate Christ. Christ never reacts, but acts out of love, out of kindness, out of patience, out of generosity. Act in Christian love, even when it is hard to do. And Paul says it is hard to do. You're going to need help doing it. You need lots of help doing this. So he says, I ask also Syzygus. It's hard to say. He says, I ask Syzygus to help these women who have toiled side by side in the gospel with me, together with Clement and the rest of the co-workers. Syzygus is a hard word. We don't know what it means. This is the only instance of this Greek word in literature. In the history of literature, Paul uses it here. There's been lots of guesses and translations. I like best what the great scripture scholar Karl Barth uses. He says, he translates it as my yoke fellows. My loyal yoke fellows, plural. So Paul is saying, you all need to help each other out. Get along. Put on the yoke. Move in the same direction. He's asking the church to get involved with everybody to move in the same direction. Now, have you noticed how quickly Paul changes images here? Any of us who have ever taken a speech class would get hammered at this point, because he goes from my Olympic champion church to calling us both to calling us all beasts of burden, oxen, be in the same yoke together. But we are the great gold medal church because we wear the yoke together. And we wear it together with Jesus Christ. We are Christian oxen, if you will. Christians tethered together in service of Christ, beloved brothers and sisters, helping each other along, true yoke fellows doing all of this together, pulling alongside with Jesus Christ in the same direction, which makes all of our burdens lighter and better. Now, I really did used to wonder a lot about what all the fussing was about in the Philippian church. But it's gotten lost in time. And as I get older, I realize it just doesn't matter. What's important is for them to move on together, to work together with each other in Jesus Christ. Covenant Presbyterian Church is our gold medal church. We are the Olympic champion of churches in love and worship and ministry and in outreach. At the same time, over the last several years, we've had some fussing and some tough times, and we've shared some stuff. But the stuff doesn't take away the fact that we are champions. We are Olympic champion Christians. But the stuff leaves scarring. It leaves raw emotions and feelings. And I don't need to talk about that anymore from the pulpit. But let me step aside and put on my pastor's hat just a minute. If you need a pastor, if you need a listener, a good listener, if you need a friend, I'm right here, happy to pray with you, work through issues with you, work through feelings with you, discuss and examine what you want to discuss and examine. It's one of the foremost reasons I'm here. Lisa wanted to put up that silly slide at this point again, but no. But please come over to Steve's corner of the neighborhood if you just need to talk or to pray. I'm going to put my preacher hat back on. We don't need to rehash. All we need to do is be Sisygus. Step up into the yoke with each other to lead and guide with Jesus Christ, to be partners, to be teammates, to be companions, to be true yoke fellows. Christ needs you. This church needs you. Amen. We can do this. It's not going to be easy. And we can do it not because we're such swell people. We all have those two wolves in us, don't we? And we can do this not because we are so eminently lovable all the time. We can do this because we are yoked together, you and me, lovable and unlovable. We are yoked together, pulling in the same direction, toiling. Paul uses the word toiling in the work of the gospel. And our names are in the book of life. How cool is that? Our names are in the book of life. Now that's kind of out there for me. The book of life. Sounds so book of Revelation, doesn't it? Book of life. I like thinking of it this way. Our pictures are in God's billfold. What pictures do you carry with you? Your beloved. That's who you carry. Our pictures, each and every one of us, those who we think are very lovable and those who we don't think are very lovable, our pictures are in God's billfold. And he's like a proud grandpa. He's ready to pull them out at any time and show you them. In this church, Covenant Presbyterian Church, our picture is in God's billfold. And it's happy. And it's people pulling together. It's people working together. And it just makes me want to sing out. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Move forward together in the Lord, and we rejoice. Let everyone see your gentleness. The new RSV translates that as gentleness. It's not such a great translation. I like the word mellowness better. Let your mellowness be made known, or your forbearance, or your graciousness. The best way to say it is be cool. Never mind what I was about to say. We can be cool because the Lord is near. We don't have to worry about the stuff in the past. We don't have to worry about the stuff that keeps us up at night worrying about for our church and for ourselves and for our neighbors and for our loved ones. We don't have to worry about those. And I'm a champion worrier, believe me. But we don't have to worry about it because the Lord is right here, pulling together with us, in the yoke with us. And we can pray. Pray for others. And Paul makes sure to tell us, pray prayers of supplication. You know what those are. Pray for yourselves. I get so disappointed when I hear people say, oh, I can't pray for myself. And I want to say, baloney. It says there right in the scriptures, pray prayer of supplication. It's an honest prayer. It's a good prayer. It's a legitimate prayer. We can pray for ourselves, and we know we are heard because the Lord Jesus Christ is right there with us in the harness, in the yoke, pulling together with us and with each other. Think about it this way. God of the universe, God Almighty, indescribable, untamable, who calls the lightning by name and the stars by name and tells the lightning and directs the lightning. This God of gods, Lord of lords, is right here with you every minute in every situation. And so the peace of Christ has to come into our hearts and thoughts and spirits. You think at this point Paul needs to take a break, take a breath. This is amazing stuff, but he hasn't time. The Roman guards could come for him any moment. He has to tell them whatever needs to be said, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, praiseworthy, fine, virtuous. Think of these things. Think of these things. Anything worthy of praise, think of these things. Focus on these things. When your mind wanders into being cranky, into being that evil wolf coming out, think of your Sunday virtues. Paul says, keep on doing the things that you have heard and learned and received and seen in me. Boy, doesn't that sound like he thinks he's something else. Everything that's good and great and wonderful that you've seen in me, do that. And I'm so glad Doug and Jan did that with the two wolves, because that's really where I was going before even the kids' sermon. I have a dear, dear friend, Steve Wing. He once said to Kim and I, he said, I wish I were the person I am on Sunday morning every day. Think about that. I wish I were the person I am on Sunday morning every day. That's when the good wolf is winning. On Sunday morning, I am outgoing. I'm funny. I'm kind. I'm patient. If somebody's taking a nap back there while I'm preaching, that's fine with me. If somebody's talking while I'm talking, you do that in a classroom. A kid does that in a classroom and I get kind of cranky. But if somebody's talking right now, that's okay. I'm cool. Mellow. Cool. I wish I could be that way every minute of every day. That's when the good wolf is working. Now, the Apostle Paul and my friend Stephen and I know that we aren't always who we appear to be on Sunday morning. I can be cranky. I can be grumpy. I can be short-tempered. I can be sharp-tongued. I can be mired in my past anger and feelings. And we all have our biases, and we all can be really crummy sometimes. But I need to imitate the good wolf. I need to let the good wolf come out. I need to imitate the Sunday self. And we all need to imitate the Sunday self, because imitation leads to personal change. Do the things that you have learned and seen and heard from your spiritual mentors, your leaders, your Sunday school teachers, your guides, your pastors. That's when we're at our best. And keep in mind, whatever is true and honest and reputable and gracious and lovely and virtuous and excellent, think about these things. And as you think about them, know that you are not alone. You are not alone here today. You are yoked with everyone else. And Jesus Christ himself shares that yoke with us. Jesus Christ keeps us going in the right direction. So we can be our Sunday selves and flash that all week long, remembering that your picture is in God's billfold and he's ready to whip it out and show you off. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, can sneak up on us when we're laying there in the middle of the night fretting. The peace of God can sneak right up on us and stand sentinel. Guard your hearts and your minds and your thoughts. And I promise you, the peace of God will sneak up like a thief in the night. And that God in Jesus Christ will always be with you, always be alongside you, pulling in the same direction, whatever. Amen.